tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, during an emotional news conference, the Real Madrid footballer Vinicius Jr. broke down in tears as he described the racist abuse he faces whilst playing in Spain. But what is being done about it? That's after a short break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Eu vou pros jogos com a cabeça.
I arrive at every game with my head focused.
Para que eu possa fazer o melhor para minha equipe.
In order to do the best for my team. But that's not always possible.
Eu tenho que me concentrar muito.
I need to focus really hard every day.
Todos os dias.
Last month, Vinicius Jr. was speaking to the media ahead of a friendly match staged to raise awareness of racism. And it all became too much.
I'm sorry, I just want to play football. I just want to play. I just want to do whatever I can for my club and my family.
Vinicius grew up in one of the most dangerous parts of Brazil, just outside Rio de Janeiro. His neighbourhood was run by vigilantes and drug dealers. But football was his gift, and when he was 18, he made a dream move to Spain's Real Madrid, one of the most famous clubs in world football. He has, by all measures, been a brilliant player for Madrid, quick, skillful, a natural goalscorer. But his success at the club has been overshadowed by events off the ball. He's been subjected to monkey chants from the stands. An effigy of him was hung from a bridge near the Real Madrid training ground. Last season, La Liga, the top division of Spanish football, referred 10 racist incidents involving Vinicius to Spanish prosecutors. And yet, he is still regularly targeted. Many of Vinicius Jr.'s teammates have spoken out, including England's Jude Bellingham.
I think it's a horrible way for a player to have to prepare for a game knowing that they're probably going to get racially abused. It's disgusting, shouldn't happen. The people in power need to do more, you know, especially with Vinny in the recent weeks and, well, years actually.
His manager, Carlo Ancelotti, who once thought about substituting him just to get him out of harm's way, says that he's never seen a player as persecuted as Vinicius.
Es inaceptable.
This is unacceptable, he said.
La Liga Española
La Liga has a problem.
Que no es Vinicius.
And it's not Vinicius.
Vinicius es la víctima.
Vinicius is the victim.
De un problema.
The problem is very grave.
Muy grave.
Vinicius himself hasn't been afraid to speak about the abuse he suffered.
In a scathing and frustrated social media post after the match, Vinicius Jr. questioned the league and country's willingness to tackle racism.
Vinicius's club and his home country take the racism the player faces seriously. Last month, Real Madrid filed a complaint with Spanish legal authorities after a video showed rival fans chanting racist slurs at him, whilst the Brazilian government has previously protested to the Spanish ambassador. And on one occasion, the lights that illuminate the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio were even dimmed as a sign of solidarity. But what are the Spanish football authorities doing about it? We'll have more after the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Last year, Vinicius Jr. launched a campaign with the slogan, "Racism. Don't pretend you don't see it." And he's spoken out when other players have been subjected to racist abuse on the football pitch. But his treatment, his despair at what he suffered, his desire for change, it doesn't seem to have moved the dial in Spanish football. Some fans have been fined or banned from sports stadiums for targeting Vinicius, but that's about as far as it's gone. The abuse continues. In 2007, Spain passed a law that allows matches to be suspended if there is racism in the stadium. And yet, that action is very rarely taken. For comparison, in Italy, where racism in football is also a problem, some games have been temporarily suspended. Clubs have been forced to play in empty stadiums. In the 2021-22 season in Germany, hundreds of matches were suspended over violent behaviour, racism, or discrimination. La Liga has previously called for more powers to fight racism in its league. It says it has the power to record and detect racist incidents, but not to enact bans or stadium closures. It reports incidents to Spanish prosecutors, who then assess allegations. It's definitely true that the problem goes beyond those in the sport, and that the Spanish legal system has a lot to answer for. But the responsibility is on football authorities too. Last month, Vinicius Jr. offered support to a goalkeeper in the third tier of Spanish football who challenged a fan the keeper said had racially abused him. The game was suspended after his team refused to play. The goalkeeper was sent off. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Xavier Greenwood and mixed by Casey McGlaw.
Tortoise. Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolf. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it, and how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.